Yeah, and so with food or fat or guilt or whatever it is you're creating through food, the question to ask yourself when you keep doing a pattern is, what's the payoff?
Yeah.
And usually it's guilt. Or for me it is. But yeah, if you really get around to it, what's the payoff?
Avoid responsibility. But you said consciousness, not just being conscious.
It's tough to be conscious all the time. It really is. You're conscious with everything, and you know, it depends on what habits you've had previously. You have muscle memory, and your body will go back to that. So if you're one of those people who, you know, you're out of balance, you work, and then sometimes you just remember to shove some food in there real quick, that's a hard habit to break, right? And then, you know, if you like that sensation of being filled up, you know, food is a vibration, and there are foods that will make you feel heavier, weighted down, which can be really the body rebalancing when you're playing in high energy. It used to freak me out. I'd go for a healing session or something, and the whole time I might be like, I need a burger. I need a big fat hamburger, a really fat, juicy burger. I'm like, well, okay, I'll get you anything you want, but can you, like, shut up right now? Can we enjoy the massage? What are you doing? And it would just drive me crazy, this voice. Like, what are we going to eat? When are we going to eat? When are we going to leave here and go get food? And I'm like, what? Who is in there? Like, what is going on? And I'd see pictures, and I'd be like, really? I will feed you anything you want if you just shut up right now, because I'm enjoying this. And I was like, what is going on? And then I got it. It's my body wanting to rebalance. The higher you go in frequencies, the earth body is like, wait, whoa. Let's bring it down and rebalance. But then if you have beliefs that a hamburger is going to make you fat, I mean, anything you're expecting, it's not what you want, it's what you're expecting. It's not what you want, it's what you claim. That's what you want to experience. So we think we're not expecting it, but then when it happens, you're like, I knew that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. That'll tell you right there.
Because you declared it, right?
Well, you expect it. You expect it. At some level of your being, you expect it to be really hard to be you, and so all these hard things happen. Okay. Guys, this is the first time for us genetically to live so easily. We're used to having to struggle for survival. We're just not really good at this yet. But we're getting better.